Kind of an annual interview because I don't get out to the House Seed Farm that often anymore. I enjoy visiting with Jim Howe. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Mick. Glad to be here and talk a little bit about seed with you and let's see how the day goes.
So. Yeah, this is now you are a farmer in addition to a seedsman that you've been for, well, decades.
Very much so. My father started our business in 1951. So, and being a graduate of Iowa State, returned home in 1973, and here we are yet today, still trying to sell our wares. So,
and you've got the next generation ready to go. Michael is ready to.
Ready to go too. Although being a legislator, he's pretty busy at times as well. So
yeah. Well, it's good to be busy.
Yes, right.
As you found out, because you've got your fingers in many things here.
So. We do.
Yeah. So. Before we get lost in the weeds here, let's talk about the North Dakota Ag Association's Northern Ag Expo coming up.
Northern Ag Expo, we just got done with a board meeting with our fearless leader, Mr. Gary Knutson, and he's done a fabulous job in trying to start out, basically, in the fall, our meetings. We are the first organization to set a good plan of topics, different demonstrations, seminars at the Fargo Dome in December, first week in December, and we'll be having more information coming out with radio and news as to what our program topics will be, dates and services. So we welcome a big audience, hopefully, that first week in December for the kickoff, basically, of the winter shows and meetings as we farmers gather and try and educate ourselves for the next year.
It is always kind of the launch for the winter farm shows.
Very much so.
Yeah. All right, so December 3rd and 4th this year.
Yeah.
Super. Looking forward to it. Get the Thanksgiving meal digested and then head to the Fargo Dome.
There you go.
All right. Lima Cereal Science, LCS, has got some great wheat varieties again coming up.
We do. We're hearing good reports, even with kind of suspect weather, but our lead variety called Cannon has done very well. It's a short straw, very durable, very adequate, and more adequate straw strength and high yield. Proteins are good. Falling numbers, we've been hearing no problem. So we look forward to that in the upcoming year. We do also have Rebel, which is another workhorse, and certainly Trigger, our South Dakota southern partners in the state of South Dakota love that variety. It's the leading wheat variety there has been in recent years. So we'll be selling some of that, what's called LCS Trigger.
All right. The shorter wheat varieties, is that this year especially, would they be easier to combine? Because the straw was just so tough this year. Guys slowed down to like 2-3 miles an hour.
Very, very much so, and that's an efficiency factor. And a lot of the breeding programs, not only NDSU, but our own Lima Grain Cereal breeding program, are targeting varieties now that are shorter in stature, more linigan within the plant cell development to keep the straw strength more than adequate, even during thunderstorms anyway, too, which we did have at our farm a couple of problems with high winds coming through and lodging grain this year.
Yeah, and this year, the list goes on and on from there. I mean, the falling numbers that you mentioned, the fact that that's not an issue with some of the varieties you just mentioned, that might get guys' attention for next year.
That's true, and it depends, admittedly, when you harvest. Our Cannon, as an example, was first seeded, first off, so it got the benefit of probably a little drier, earlier weather also than what we're experiencing later with some wheat acres still out, you know, getting the brunt of the weather that we've had recently.
So. Guys have been leaving the wheat, not planting it on their farm for a variety of years for a variety of reasons for a number of years. And we've got the lowest wheat acreage in the country ever. Why should a farmer consider planting wheat in 2020?
Well, I think it's good for rotation. There are other crops like soybeans, sunflowers, and any other row crop that benefits from a rotation. In fact, NDSU states that it's a 5-bushel yield increase rotating wheat to soybean ground. That's one item. Managerial decisions as far as herbicide use, keeping away from resistance building up with different herbicides that are applied at wheat versus, say, other control methods with the row crops. Those two would be the biggest item. Earliness to farm management. You do have a crop off now at this time of the year where you can do some ditching, farm management, maybe even do some fall fertilization sequences that prepare the next year's crops.
So, yeah, so. And they're the first fields that get tiled every
that
year.
That too.
Yeah.
That too.
I've always remember when I went down to the no-till research farm there south of Foreman. Mm-hmm. It was an eye-opener to me that, okay, may not make money this year on wheat, but in a six-year rotation, the farm makes more money when wheat is in the rotation.
That is correct. No, that certainly is. And unfortunately, our competitors are awash with wheat, and it depends probably more now with world wheat prices being growing around the world that our supply is still pretty plentiful. But I do look for a bump, hopefully by next spring, that wheat will recover and have a little chance of being somewhat profitable.
All right. Well, again, farmers need to take a look at putting grains in, whether it's barley or wheat or something, in the rotation. Good for the farm. And
very much so.
Yeah. All right. So on the Howell farm then, how was 2019? What did you grow? What was your rotation?
Well, we have corn, soybeans, barley, wheat. We have a neighbor who has rented some land, and he's renting our sugar beet stock so that we can keep sugar beets in rotation on our own land. So, but those would be the five principal crops that we're concerned with, and have been somewhat successful each year trying to rotate not only those five, but maybe interested in looking at something else that comes along, too, that could be profitable.
Yeah, well, farmers are encouraged to increase their diversity, and you've got a five-year rotation then, or four to five.
Four, five.
Yeah, and again, good lesson for everybody. Make it successful. Include small grains in the mix.
Very true.
Yeah. Well, Jim, Howe Seed Farm, you've been along, like I said, for, what is it, 68 years then?
That's right.
How do guys get a hold of you out there?
Well, we do have a website, www.com, Howe Seed Farm, and we have a phone number I guess I could give out.
Sure.
701-238-1285.
All right. Just east of Castleton a ways. In fact, as you're driving down I-94, look north, and there's your buildings.
That's correct. Very good.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for the visit, Jim. Hope you have a profitable fall 2019.
Well, we do too, Mick. Thanks for your time today, too, with discussing a little bit of seed for everybody.
You bet. And, again, those LCS varieties looking pretty good. And what was that new one that...
It's called Cannon, and it is a very, very sturdy wheat, represents itself wide in the state, tri-state area, actually.
Yeah, so. All right. Well, we'll take a look.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Jim Howe, Howe Seed Farm, Castleton, North Dakota.